Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Yabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Panamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In the relationships which we enter when we deal with different sort or different types of people, it helps very much to learn how, as devotees, we conduct ourselves in these diversified relationships. See, when you have any type of relationships, there are some unspoken understandings and unspoken rules which are almost genetically present, and you can't go over them. I could give examples from how men and women deal with each other, how men understand women, and how wrong they understand each other sometimes, that sometimes this word spoken from the lips of a man mean this in the mind of the woman, and so on. But I don't want to enter this detail. I want to give a more graphic understanding, something which I learned when I was in Vrindavan. As you have found out by now, I sometimes smile. and this gets me by, and I get good plus points. I get cheaper prices on the market, and devotees invite me to their temples. And I took my smile with me to Vrindavan, and smiled at the monkeys, and all of a sudden was shocked when they reacted so aggressively towards me. For 3 years, I was the constant victim of vicious monkey attacks, until a Brijbasi told me, when you smile kindly to a monkey, he sees your lips removing themselves from their teeth. He sees you showing your teeth in it, and he interprets this as a gesture of absolute aggression. And then he will go back on you and try to scare you so much that you go at another path. So I mean one thing, but it is received by the other party of the communication, in this case a Brijbasi in the monkey body, in a different way, and his response comes to me in a totally unexpected way. So this is a principle, my dear devotees, which holds true to all types of communication. If you don't know how your dealings are received by the other party in the communication, you will be constantly surprised by unexpected and even undesired reactions. Now, so, in the Bhagavatam, this subject matter is given a theme where it says that the Lord is very satisfied with his devotees when he greets others with four qualities. And those who take notes, please take notes in such a way that you can write, that you now write these qualities in a line, not side by side, because you will have a very interesting discovery in a minute. These four qualities are, you should be tolerant, you should have mercy. So tolerance is the first one. Mercy is the second quality. The third quality which you should develop in dealing with others is friendship. And the fourth quality is equality. I think we have talked about equality in our little compassion workshop. Remember where we said you need to first, if you want to help someone, understand this person is like me, and then you go to the nature of misery. Oh, I feel misery the same way, and then you need to do concrete steps. This is all based on this equality. But here are three more qualities: tolerance, mercy, and friendship. The verse said, the Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when he greets others with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. If you want to find this verse in your private reading time, please go to the 4th canto, 11th chapter, text number 13. I repeat, 4, 11, 13. So, whom should I greet with tolerance? Whom should I meet with mercy? Whom should I be friendly towards? And whom should I be equal? Everybody? Or are there different relationships? And Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur, the great purporter, the one who writes these purports to the Bhagavatam, which we all, he is well known amongst us, translates this verse like this: the Supreme Lord, the soul of all beings, is pleased when a devotee is tolerant of, listen to this, superiors. When you meet a superior, automatically he will maybe say something which is a little tough. Today, Naveen Krishna was he's the head of the, organizationally, he's the head of this seminar with Krishna Kirtan together. And remember how Naveen Krishna told us we must be on time. He told us the places where to fulfill our human needs, in the bathroom, and he told us to be on time, and it was a tough vibration for some time. Did you notice? we went like, aye, aye, sir. And Akandadi and myself went, oh my God, we have to be on time, Akandadi. Yes, I heard it, I will be on time, So if we would now act out of ego and say and misunderstand the situation, that in guiding us through the seminar, this is our authority. These three devotees, maybe I know Naveen, Krishna Kirtan, and who is the Buddha Bhavana. Yes. If we would now rebel against them, Oh, why do you make such a tough vibration and tell us where to fulfill our human needs and where not, you know, and so on. We would lose a great opportunity. The same thing happens when our guru gets tough on us. Have you ever met, has this happened that some of you have spiritual masters, and we all know Prabhupada? Oh! Prabhupada can really get intense. Prabhupada, when he got one time intense when I was in Amsterdam, and I was hiding in the kitchen, and it was not enough. I had to go behind the big pots, you know, because Prabhupada can be intense, my dear devotees. You have not seen, you may have seen an atom bomb, but this is nothing in intensity against when Prabhupada gets intense, you know. Before the whole television, there was the whole Dutch television, and he said to his disciples, "You are good for nothing, you are brainless, you are..." And on before. Then someone said, "Prabhupada, the TV is recording all of this. I'm speaking to my disciples, you know." And Prabhupada was, when we did wrong, Now, you must be tolerant. Then you can learn. Then you can be shaped. Then you can get out of your own space and enter into a new space. Be tolerant towards superiors. That's very important. Do you want to be right, or do you want to get the blessings? This is my famous question. Do you want to be right, or do you want to get the blessings? Huh? Be tolerant. When a superior person who is in a superior role tells you something, he often needs to tell you something to move you out of your known zone, you know, where you can make known experiences. In the beginning of our seminars, we always say that, not seminars, retreats. We do these 5-day retreats. We say, my dear devotees, we will bring you out of your comfort zone. But I want to ask you, when you always do the same thing and think the same thoughts, will you ever get something new? It's a definition of craziness to continue doing the same things and thinking the same thoughts and hoping you get a new life. It's not working. You have to be brought into a new space. So, superiors or authorities are invested with that energy and to do that for us. And therefore, I can only request all of you, before you declare someone is your superior, in other words, before you choose a spiritual master, you must be sure that you can take his discipline, the discipline which he inflicts upon you, or which he brings on you, to move you into a new space by moving you out of your old space. No? You must be sure. If you revolt against the merciful and sometimes forceful energy of the superior to bring you into a new field of experience, you cannot learn. You can only get to know what you already know. Tolerance, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now, the second, Krishna is very satisfied with his devotees when he greets others with tolerance. That refers to superior. The second quality is mercy. You must be merciful to inferiors. If you want to learn, when there are younger devotees, you must act, being motivated with a desire to show them, to benefit them, to be merciful towards them. They need you to give them new inputs, to give them what Prabhupada said so wonderfully, security in their spiritual life. Do you know how much security you can give by just saying, this is all right. Oh, he said so, Maharaj said so. Very often devotees are in two minds, and they don't know, and they have a shame complex that they did something which was only second best, and maybe not very best. And then, if it's still all right, and if it is appropriate to their level of advancement, and the superior person says, it's all right, you need to do this, you need to go this path to be purified on your level. It's really all right, you mean? It's 100% all right. You mean, I'm now a brahmachari and you, or a brahmacharini, and you mean it's all right if I'm married? Yes. You mean this really? 100%. And then the water comes, a whole monsoon comes, and then just, you know, and then choking, really, yes, it's all right. Thank you, Maharaj. And off they go and lead a life which is appropriate to them. Security, fearlessness, explain to them mercifully, well, these are options for you, and here is possible consequences, and now what path would you like to take? But that helped me so much, I will take this path now, and so on. Mercifulness is very important, and Krishna is satisfied when he sees you. Never, ever try to use your own authority which people have invested after all in you, to play with them and to just go onto your own power trip or something. No. You must be merciful. That is, keep their interest in mind. And I suggest here, remember we had this little question, what is sympathy and what is empathy? Go for empathy if you want to be merciful. Understand them first. You remember we had some very wise comments on what is the difference between the two. Empathy is really understanding their situation, in a way feeling their situation, and then giving advices which are helpful within their situation. Krishna says another quality which pleases him in relationship to others is friendship. Whom should we develop friendship with? It is towards equals. I think this is very important, and we will deal more with it when we go into the instructions of Rupa Goswami, how to associate with others. For here, I want to just say, with friends, you can reveal your mind in confidence and inquire confidentially. My dear devotees, this is maybe the most important contribution to your own spiritual life. When you find someone who is your friend, it means he has friendly feelings towards you. He not only does he understand you, but he wants to really help you. And then you tell them what is on your mind, what confidential question you have there. I mean a question which haunts you. Do you know questions in your life which haunt you? Haunt in the sense they don't go away. They always come back again. They always... Oh, not again. I know you. Can I please rest? No. This is the question. Please answer it. Will you go or will you stay? I have gotten some sympathy from you from this formulation or this way of expressing myself. Should I do this or should I do that? You know, sometimes when you come to these existential questions, should I stay in England or should I better move towards America and there join the Pandava Senas and take a new, I have some material desire for America, but I also, or should I go to Vrindavan now and do my Bhakti Shastri studies, or should I now, where I'm young and my intelligence can still be enthusiastic for almost everything, should I study my university? I mean, I have these two natures in me. One is a Babaji and one is a man of this world or a woman of this world who wants to. Then, you know, go to people who are friends, who have maybe gone through the same questioning. Especially like, how much should I satisfy my conditioned nature, or how much should I try to really surrender and give to Krishna? Things like this, which are of a very confidential nature. You can only discuss this with friends who have gone through the same experience and who speak with a certain pulse, the pulse of life to you. And this pulse will go in their answer, and you feel, man, I hear you. You know, you feel like this. I can feel it. What you say, it's not just some good meaning person who has read a few verses by heart, who has memorized a few verses by heart, and who now cites the verses, hoping that they will somehow connect to you, but someone who has lived the life, who have gone through the question, a friend, an equal, develop friendship, because only when there is friendship will the door of confidential subjects open, and he will talk confidentially what is in his experience, what is in his heart. When there is no friendship, confidential exchanges are not really possible. If you don't feel friendship from that person, you won't open your heart. You will not take seriously what he or she says to you. And if the person doesn't feel, whom you asked, that you are friendly, he won't dare to speak his heart. Because he will think that afterwards you will criticize or misunderstood and so on. Friendship must be cultivated for confidential exchanges. Don't expect confidential exchanges before you have developed friendship. So therefore, friendly towards equal. And then, equals. And then the last thing is, you should greet others with equality. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the devotee thinks of others' joy and sorrow, hunger and thirst, as his own joy and sorrow, hunger and thirst. And in this way, he is equal. I mean, for all of you who are into modern communication, can you find a better definition of empathy than this? You think the hunger and thirst, sorrow and joy is your own. You know, that is how you should deal with the others. So tolerance towards superiors, mercy towards whom? Inferiors. I think it would be good to have another English word, otherwise I get an inferiority complex, you know. Juniors, yes. Merciful towards juniors. Friendly towards whom? Equals. And a sense of equality to all others. This is how the Lord can be satisfied in your dealing with others. And by the way, it won't work any other way. A superior is stopping to be a superior if he doesn't feel you give him the space to be the person he is. He will not preach to you any longer. Have you ever noted that? Have you ever said, no one ever tells me something? If this has happened, it means you could say, I cannot accept anyone else as a superior. That is really what you are saying. Because a superior only will talk to you if you give him the space, if you are, even if he tells you something which you don't like on first hearing, but if you are willing to consider. Don't we know this, all of us? Have you ever, you have counseled people? No? Of course you have. Hello? You look at me, maybe I misunderstand the situation. Are you listening to me? Yeah? Okay. So, have you ever been in this situation where you talk to someone and this and he asks you for an advice and you know the moment I speak and tell him he shouldn't be so self-centered, he will revolt, he will take two pistols out and he will start to kill me, you know. Then you say, in the interest of your family and your self-preservation instinct, you then say, I better don't say anything. Huh? Because who wants trouble? So that is the only way it works. Just like, you know, for men, for women, if you want your husband to take full responsibility for the family, you have to give him the feeling that he is an authority. Otherwise, he can't work. He is not. If you always quarrel and nag and get on the nerves of your husband, he will subtly withdraw and not feel responsibility any longer. He will be distant. You know, you have to give him that. Just like the husband has to give to the wife always that feeling of she is loved and cared and is given enough attention to feel secure so that she can give her heart to the family, to the upkeep of the household. He knows it's our household. It's not that tomorrow I will try to enter the kitchen and there is the sign, not wanted any longer. You know, she has to feel this security. And the woman is a little bit needy. You need to tell it again and again until she understands. But she needs that and you have to give it to her in order so that male and female psychology work. It is natural. It is all right also, because it is the way we function as human beings. So here I'm taking this principle that you do need to know how to interact in order to get along with life and with Krishna consciousness. I'm taking it now into the different relations. As a superior person, you have to be tolerant. And even if sometimes he's a little edgy and cornery, you know, I say, okay, my superior devotee, you're a senior to me, or with your guru, oh yes, Guru Maharaj is now, he will talk now about how bad it is to not follow, to not read every day Prabhupada's books for 1 hour. Okay, I know I'm not reading every day 1 hour as I should, but I will not revolt. I will. Yes, it's important to read 1 hour. Yes. Although you feel, could you kindly talk on something else, please? You know, you don't say it. You just, yes. Mm-hmm. And I will read, yes. The tolerance, very important. Mercy. When you see someone who is in need of help, just learn this, my dear devotees. Learn this. Do simple things like I saw this man walking every day from Govindakund to Govardhan. And this man, do you know what he did? He always bowed down. And one day I asked him, what do you do? And he showed me a bag of sugar and he said, I'm giving, see these little holes? They're ants. And they also live at Giriraj. They should also eat Giriraj Mahaprasad. So he always put a little sugar in the ant holes. Merciful towards inferiors or juniors. Like Prabhupada, do you remember how he would always say a devotee is even merciful to an ant? He would always, the word ant, you know, comes always in his language. Yes. Prabhupada would, one day, he called one devotee into his room. There was an ant on his table. Very small, insignificant ant. Prabhupada called this devotee. And he said, "Do you see this ant?" "Yes," said the devotee, "this small ant. Should I wipe it away?" "No." And Prabhupada asked him, "What is your duty towards this ant?" "My duty towards this ant?" The devotee was most probably thinking, "Do I have a duty at all towards this ant? I feel not a very intimate relationship at the moment." You know. The devotee said, "Honestly, Prabhupada, I don't know what is my duty." "Your duty towards this ant is to make it Krishna consciousness. This would be the success of the Krishna consciousness movement." Prabhupada had this type of mind. To think of being merciful towards juniors, or in this case, I think we could use the word inferiors, and so on. Because this is how you become dear to Krishna. This is, Krishna likes this. Krishna doesn't like if the stronger gets on the part of the weaker, or plays with the emotions of the weak person. Krishna wants us to be merciful persons. Then, friendship towards devotees and equal to all others. Hare Krishna. Navina, may I, Krishna Kirtan, you are the representatives of the all-powerful time force. Until when do we go in this session, please? Was it 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock. I really request you, try this, do this. You have to do some discipline. When I was in London, I was once sleeping in the apartment of one devotee who supplied me with a wonderful room. And I used to see before his kitchen, he had made a little board, a wooden board. And every morning it was full of bread. And then after some time, when I would come back from the manor to take my noon prasadam at his house, the bread was gone, and it was every morning filled. And I then one day asked him, I suppose you are putting the bread here? And then this devotee said something so beautiful. "See, Maharaj, we live now here where previously birds lived, and it's their area, and we make money, we earn, but the poor birds, what will they eat with this growth of human civilization? I put some bread every morning." Then he said, "My grandmother taught me." This is spiritual culture. This is embedded in the understanding of the people of India, who are informed from early life on with this spiritual culture, to take care of juniors and not exploit them like our crazy Western civilization does, who uses juniors or inferiors to to increase the economy for the benefit of a few rich merchants, or, you know, in dealings where people are so insecure that they always want to prove each other their superiority. If they find an inferior where it's easy to do this, they really crash down on him. You know, no, you need to practice this. If you want to become a good mentor, you need to somehow go into the school of mercifulness. Huh? It doesn't come from anywhere. Practice will give you this, you know. Maybe do with the animals. Do with people who sit on the side. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes pass with his disciples, pass by some beggars, and no one of his disciples gave him them money because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do so. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati stopped, that I read in this good book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, I think it's called. I said, I'm a sannyasi, I'm supposed to give everything up. You know, what people give me, I have to give for worship, for puja. But you are grihasthas. You need to also cultivate this relationship, and you need to give some rupees for the beggars. And he sent his grihastha disciples back to give some little rupees. Paisas, maybe. That time the rupee was more valuable than nowadays. Some paisas to support other needy people who are inferior. No? It's important. Krishna is satisfied with this because all are Krishna's children, if we want to say it like this. He is the seed-giving father of everyone. Huh? He is satisfied when you take care of inferiors and when you are friendly with the people on your, in Germany we say, on the heights of your eye. That means friends. They are on the heights of your eye. Good. I want to now, before I make a little pause, talk about a very important subject matter. Well, this is actually this is a natural cut. I want to just change the energy in the room a little bit around.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, please sing, sing! Hai bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, sing, sing, please, louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Oh, nimai, nimai, nimai! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Hai bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please, in one voice.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Go Premanandi, Hare Hare Go. So, Hare Krishna,
this was your first enlivening or invigorating session. I have a few more difficult ones where we move on the hands and so on. This I thought to introduce tomorrow. We will now move to a very important area. We have another 20 minutes and then we will make a pause. A pause in which I request you to reflect about what you have heard. Maybe some of you who have taken notes wish to go through the notes. And then after an hour of doing many things, I think Navina or Krishna Kirtan will guide us how to use that pause to our maximum advantage. Then we will have an open question and answer session. Navina thought instead of having group darshans or group meetings, we will meet with the entire group and we will and you will fire your questions on me and I will answer as briefly as I can. But yes? Kirtan after the pause or during the pause? Oh yes. No, yes, I'm Kirtan man. 24 hours. Okay. Up till 4 o'clock now. Yeah. Okay. I would we have now in the practical dimension learned about tolerance towards whom? Mercy towards friendship and equality all others. Yes. Very good. And I have requested you to make this a practice. When you come to London, most probably the Pandavasena will feed the birds. You know, what happened with you? We were on retreat. No, do something practical. You have to imbibe it. It won't really be of enough benefit if you just hear it. The full benefit will come if you practice. Yes? To try it, you know. Try it, and you will see things are happening. Now, I really want to come to a subject matter which is since many years on my mind. I thought when will I get the opportunity to speak about this to the Pandava Senas? See, I was one of your Pandava Sena trips, which is less memorized, was a trip to the German farm, the Nishinga Chetra farm. At that time, there were many presenters. I remember Bhakti Charu Maharaj came, Umila Devidasi came, many presenters. I was also invited to give something short, something brief. And I remember for one afternoon, we all went into that dreamy little town called Passau with these beautiful domes, and we had a wonderful kirtan there, and towards the end we felt just so enlivened, we just ran down a hill and danced down a hill. Do some of you remember this? It was gorgeous, or gorgeous, I think you say. During that time, we had older devotees, we had a lot of personal interaction, small darshans. You were not so many at that time as today. And I remember group after group of fives coming in, and the main question which was there was, when or how do we make our relationships spiritual? At that time, the Pandava Sena was at a crucial point. They were attracting many youth, but it also became a meeting place for men and women. In Germany, we have this, the ball of the lonely hearts, you know, where those who can't, those Germans who can't get Germany, you know, a female German, they go to the ball of the lonely hearts to meet one at the ball of the lonely hearts. So it was not exactly like that, because Pandava Sena was always extremely spiritual. But there was a fear that it would maybe after 1,000 years become like this, if there would be no intelligent structuring and helping the devotees how to make relationships spiritual. And I think you know when you have this open session, I think you call it jamming. That so many people come, and new people, and they like to hang out with people where they perceive some cultural similarity. In other words, Gujaratis go to the Gujaratis, the Patels meet the Patels, and you like that. And and the more serious, spiritually minded devotees feel something is not exactly right the way we want to have it. So I want to now say how to make relationships spiritual. And this is maybe one of the most important sessions. It's a brief session, but I think after this invigorating session where some healthy sweat is on your brow, you can listen with recovered attention. There is a verse where Queen Kunti prays to Lord Krishna about something which I think you are all familiar with, that desire which comes when you say, I have enough of all other relationships. I really want now my relationship to you, O Krishna. Do you sometimes feel that in your life where you close all the doors and you really want to sit before your altar and you really want to have something like a response from Krishna, because you feel, unless I take care of this one relationship, my relationship to God, my relationship to Krishna, other relationships could turn sour, or
could not give me what I want as a spiritual person. So Queen Kunti says like this, after having gone through a battle of emotions, you know, she was, you know, on the battlefield, she saw what a mother is most afraid of. Do you know what a mother's heart cannot digest? It's when the sons confront each other in a deathly conflict where one of them will die. So Queen Kunti saw how her firstborn, that is Kana, was battling with Arjuna, who was also her son. Arjuna, let us count. Third son, Kana first, then comes Yudhishthira, then comes Bhim. So it's the fourth son. Arjuna and Kana are posing for battle, and everyone in the battlefield stops with their weaponry. Everything becomes silent because they know this will be their battle. And only one person will survive this battle. And Kunti knows, the two are brothers. They are coming from my womb. Kunti had gone the night before to Kana and said, Kana. It was the morning before. It was the morning before. Kana did his sun ablations, his puja. And she said, Kana, your mother is speaking to you. You are my mother. You're the mother of the Pandavas. The Pandavas are your brothers. Promise to not fight tomorrow again, today, against your brother Arjuna. And then she reveals to Kana the mystery of his birth. The mystery of his birth was that Kana, according to what he heard and what he had seen, was the son of a suta. Suta means a chariot driver, and therefore belonged to the sutra community. But Kana felt like a warrior all the time. From where do I get these feelings and emotions? Now his mother stands before him, a Kshatriya lady, the queen, and the queen's mother, and tells him, you are from my womb. You are coming from the sun god. And all of a sudden he knows why he worships every day the sun god. And then Kana speaks, you're not my mother. My mother is the one who took me when I was a baby and who tolerated when I was passing even on her. You are not my mother. You separated me from your bosom and you gave me away. It's too late now. But, he says, but the fact that you kept this secret so long with you moves me to speak my curse. Listen very well, woman. All the women will suffer from your cruelty. You will never keep a secret. Thus speaks the mighty Kana on the day where he will kill his brother or where his brother will kill him. Whoa, this has power. Buddha Bhavana, this goes right into the heart. We can understand. So Queen Kunti, this is her history. Now she will speak a prayer about relationships. She was the one who suffered so much from, you could say, family relationships, you could say it a little stronger, skin relationships. She says to Krishna, O Lord of Madhu, I'm tired of these relationships. As the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you, my Lord, without being diverted to anyone else. Wow! My question to all of you, does this mean that a spiritual relationship is only to Krishna without being drawn to anyone else? Can you have no affection for anyone else? Are there no friendships? Are there no marriages permissible in spiritual life? What does this mean? Prabhupada explains, and this now needs a little bit of your attentive listening abilities. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. So the Patel to Patel relationship is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relation of the soul to the soul, listen to this, this is now crucial for your understanding, can be established by the via medium of the relation with the super soul. Prabhupada speaks now about what in material relationships, one, Sandipani Muni, your good neighbor, Hare Krishna, please listen to this, someone is waking up, because, Prabhus and Madhajis, I now will speak to you about the most dangerous aspect in this, in material relationships, and the most favorable aspect in a spiritual relationship. I will speak about triangle relationships. Have you ever heard what that is? He is with her, but she has another man in his mind. There's another man. That's a triangle, three persons. And you go crazy if this is there. Huh? Or vice versa. Triangle relationship is a must in spiritual life, but see who is the third party. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relation with the super soul, Krishna. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Have you ever walked with someone on a walk? I did so with my friend Martin. He's a professor now, just a few days ago. And we started late our walk, and when we were half around the lake, the sun was set. It was on a moonless night. We were walking in the darkness. Martin, where are you? Sachinandan Swami, I seem to be very close. Where are we going? You brought me into this trouble here. Martin, I know everything. Peg! Oh my God, I was walking against a tree. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing. Huh? But seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else. We came after going through the German forests, you know, it was ridiculous after some time because we got, I mean, I knew the direction, but we certainly had intimate contact with a few trees on the way. Hello. and so on. And we came close to the road where there was a lantern. And then, by the help of the light, I could see Martin and the way very clearly. So when you are walking together in material consciousness, you don't see the other party. You don't see your mentee. You don't understand him. He doesn't understand you. It's all on the wrong platform. We are the body. You need Krishna there, the light who helps you to see the other person and be seen by the other person. It's very important, this point. Is my English clear enough? If there is a relationship between Patel and Patel, and they talk about Gujarati specialities, sweets and everything, you know, it remains on a certain low energy. But if you introduce Krishna, you automatically understand he's not a Patel and I'm not a Patel. We are eternal spiritual souls, part and parcel of Krishna. It becomes clear to you, and the whole interaction is on an entirely different platform with entirely different opportunities and chances to make something out of it. A different vision, a different planning of the future, different energies come into play, and a bright future opens before you. So this purport is very, very useful to understanding what is spiritual friendship. You must bring Krishna in there. And if you want to read this wonderful verse and wonderful purport, I would like to refer you to Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th chapter, text 42. I repeat, 1842. No? It teaches you about true love and the difference between spiritual and material friendship. Srila Bhakti, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his purport, is talking about this verse in a very nice way, which I would like to read to you. Tvayi me nanya vishaya matiya madhu pate sakrit ratim utvahatat ada gangevo gamudanvati. Let my mind with attention fixed on no other object repeatedly carry its affection to you, chief of the Madhu dynasty, just as the Ganga carries a full stream of water to the ocean. So the devotee says, this does not mean that I cut my relationships to devotees. No, your devotees are non-different from you, and thus without affection for them, affection for you, O Krishna, can never take place. It is not possible that without caring for your devotees, I could ever please you. This I know. Therefore, let my mind have attraction for no one except you and your devotees. I have prayed, says Kunti Devi, to cut affectionate bonds with the Pandavas and the Yadavas, who are your devotees. But it is not cutting the affectionate relationship. It is only cutting that material affection which arises from bodily identification. Is it clear to you? She was praying that let the material parts in my affection to you, let these material parts, let them go. I don't want to think of you as my son who were carried under my heart and who were born by me in the labor of love. I want to think of you as devotees, part of Krishna. You are Krishna's. I'm Krishna's devotees. We are all devotees in one family. We want to serve Krishna together. This is what I mean. Let the material part of affection go. This is what you do when you have relationships with your counselees and so on. That material part which comes in, the patel to patel, I'm sorry, I hope it's not offensive what I speak. I mean just a racial connection, huh? Or dynasty connection. I really hope that I don't say anything offensive. I don't know so much about Indian habits. I think you understand what I try to explain, huh? That is not, you know, we invite people for the jamming. Yes, see, there's Krishna. We are all his parts, and the ant is his part, and the eagle is his part, and the German is the part even of Krishna, you know, and so on. This understanding is a lofty understanding. It rises out of the murky field of bodily attachment and bodily identification, and opens to the wide sun-based field of Krishna consciousness. Huh? This is what I wanted to say. So whenever you have a relationship, invite Krishna to be the third partner and deal with Krishna, worship Krishna, talk about Krishna, sing bhajans and kirtans for Krishna. You know, and on this platform you will see the field of unlimited opportunity open before your very eyes. This was my part on spiritual relationships, and I think when we are counseling people, this should inform our words, this should inform our thoughts, this should inform our solutions which we offer. This should also inform our invitations which we offer to the people to take part in devotional service. This should inform everything we do, and people will feel, oh, here is the free air of real spirituality, and become attracted. In the beginning, people want to maybe keep it on a low energy because that's all they know. But after some time, they will see that here's something higher for them to get. Hare Krishna. It's now after four. Is Naveena here? Yes, Naveena. Prabhu, please guide us. What should we do next? Okay. I like kirtan. I want to tell you very much why I'm so convinced of kirtan. See, when you want to taste an experience, when there are people who have the same idea, then it's very easy to taste that experience. I want to give a material understanding. People like to go in England to the football field, and you know, everyone is there, and everyone is somehow convincing themselves that this is important now. Therefore, because they are all on a similar level, when something as insignificant as a little ball rolling into a certain area of the field happens, they all scream and become enthused, and others are contemplating suicide. Because they are all tuned into the same thing, and then they can taste. This is called a material rasa, no? The material rasa of excitement which comes. So, in spirituality or Krishna consciousness, it's when people come together who are affectionate and who have the same goal in their life, at that time they can taste spiritual rasa. When does rasa appear? Well, when the feelings are shared in the company of like-minded souls. So the Krishna conscious rasa, the taste of Krishna consciousness, can best be experienced by us when we sit together like-mindedly and concentrate on kirtan. Now, I want to say the kirtan should be done in a way where we all feel we want to connect with Krishna. That's very important. It's not just a jam session or let us dance and let the adrenaline circulate in my youthful veins. It is really about connecting with Krishna. When many devotees do this, Krishna will sit in the back of the kirtan and he will listen. He will listen how serious the devotees are. And when he sees that they are very serious, Krishna rises from the back of the kirtan hall and enters the heart of the kirtaniyas, all the devotees who perform kirtan. And at that time, this extraordinary devotional feelings can rise. So I think it's good to have kirtan. Should we do this exactly now? A small little human need pause should be there. Must, yes. See you in 5 minutes, those of you who come to the kirtan, and others, see you later.